escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. And what are we talking about today? I thought we'd have a little fun, you know, a little fun thing, a little use your imagination, get away from the dire headlines of the day. And I'm asking, if you were king, only in the context that you would have unlimited power and nobody could challenge you, okay? If you were the king, what would you open first and what would you open last? Now, if you're on the last list, it does not mean that people hate you. It just means that some people wouldn't ever be doing business with you, so you want to put everything else ahead of you. So far, tattoo parlors are leading the put on last. And I said the restaurant, lady said casino for the first. We'd like your opinion. Also, while you're at it, I want you to think meat. Meat, red meat. Meat, it's the red meat of your life. And have you been having any problems finding meat at the butcher shop or the grocery store? And if so, are they taking advantage of the price? Because Tyson sent a letter saying there were some problems, some delays, and you know. But the others are quick to say, no, there's plenty of meat out there, and we'd like to hear from you. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Let us go to line 5, my friend Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing fine, fine, fine. Yes, how are you?
I can't complain.
Well, that's good. If you were the king, Don, King Donald of Landry, what would you open first and what would you open last?
Well, first, before I get to that, are you paying 1/6 of your salary to Cuomo? He seems to be taking 1/6 of your time every day.
Yeah, he does. As a matter of fact, that might be smart. At least he gets to do a press conference with a regular press that asks regular questions, unlike the president who gets barraged by the enemy every time he stands up there.
Very well said. No question about it. Getting back to the king, the first thing I would open up is all manufacturing.
Oh, that's true. I should have thought of that. That's a lot. Manufacturing, it could be a lot of different things.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of jobs there. It's affecting our economy. We're going to pay for it for years.
Yeah, we're going to get things that were for sale before all of this. I like that. MFG, manufacturing. How about last? What would be last on the list for you?
Last for me would be no immigration either way. Nobody's allowed into this country, and no one is allowed out of this country. That's why we're talking about what we're talking about.
Why don't we modify it and say nobody is allowed in the country you're allowed out of the country only if you surrender your passport.
Well, I can live with that. Don't come back with anything that we don't need.
Yeah, I just got my passport, Bernie did too, for our canceled trip to Russia. It was the passport and the, what is that? And the visa. So they canceled it, but the visa is good for 3 years if we decide to go back to Russia, and I think we're looking at next year. So we'll see where that goes. How about meat, Don? Maybe you don't do the shopping, maybe Barbara does, but
yes.
Has meat come up in the conversation?
It's come up with in my conversation because I pretty much can't eat a meal without having some kind of meat.
You got to have meat. Meat is the centerpiece. You know how I know? It's the thing I eat last. I eat the stuff that I'm not crazy first as I get down to the meat being the last thing on the plate, and now I get to really get into it.
Well, you see, and from my case, everything on that plate I like, so it doesn't matter.
food, that's all.
I'm a little concerned because there seems to be a problems with the meat packing plants.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about with Tyson especially, yeah.
Right. That's where I think the problem's going to come from. And I don't think we have a problem now, but if this is prolonged much longer, I think it will end up being a problem.
Well, let me say, I watched the Alaska shows, and last night they live off the grid, most of them, and very very primitive surroundings and whatever, and they were going to have to butcher two cows for me, or probably steers, for meat for the winter. Let me tell you something. I looked away from the television set. They didn't show it, but they did allow the gunshot to be heard. And I heard the gunshot. And at that moment, right at that moment, if you had asked me, will you sign this affidavit saying you'll never have meat again, I would have signed it in a minute. I can eat it, but I cannot deal with when they put a steer down or a horse down or any animal. It takes too much out of me. I could give up meat if I had to.
Yeah, well, for a short period of my life, I worked in a place that was adjacent to a meat packing place.
Oh, man.
Telling you, the smell was enough to make you sick.
Yeah, next thing you know, it's on the barbecue. I have one more question I've never asked you after all these years, Don. It may be a sensitive question, but can your wife cook?
Notice the silence.
There was a lot of silence there, Don. You didn't have the quick reaction. Like, if you said to me, can Bernie cook? I go, oh, yeah, are you kidding? She can really cook.
Oh, absolutely. What I was trying to say was I can't, so she better be able to. Or else.
Oh, yeah. You'll starve. One of you has to be able to cook. So you're standing up for it, and you're saying, yes, my dear wife of all these years is a good cook.
Very much so. I look forward to everything she makes.
Smart answer, Don. Smart answer.
You should have been a politician, Don. You could have been a selectman in Lunenburg.
Well, she's listening on the computer in the other room, so.
She's listening on the computer. Yeah, be careful. If I were you, get a food taster for the next couple of weeks. By then, she'll forget what you said. All right, Don. Good to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Okay, goodbye. I love talking to him. I really do. He's like one of the few people I really enjoy talking on the phone. I have other people that I adore, that I love these other people, but I don't like to talk on the phone. But I do like to talk to him for some reason because he goes back in history with me to third grade. So that's probably why. Let's take a break and then return. It's a meat show and a king show. If you were the king and you had unlimited power with no questions asked, what would you open first? What would you open last? And then what about meat? There seems to be a question about the supply chain. Some say don't worry about it. Some say it could be problematical. Let us know on News Radio 930 WBEN. Just got an email. I love email because I get to, you know, face the truth through my email screen. And somebody posted, and said that I'm only funny because you guys laugh at everything I say, when indeed that's not true. And they said my minions. So you and Tony, you're a minion. Do you take the minion pledge?
I have been a minion for 23 years, or at least accused of that. Or what else do they call me? The one from Johnny Carson. Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon. Everything I say, you laugh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Buzzy, you're the newest member of the team. Are you willing to accept the minion label?
Well, you know, I mean, Sandy, there's sometimes I just don't laugh, so.
I know. See, now, I want you guys to practice. I'm going to say a few things here. And whenever I stop talking, you have to laugh. Okay?
Okay.
You got it?
I'm sorry.
That was good, too. Okay, here we go. Wait, I'll stop. I haven't said anything yet. Now, that might be suspicious that if you're laughing when I haven't said anything. You got to wait till I say something, and then I'll stop. Just like the State of the Union address.
See,
okay?
You usually give us these notes before we go on the air.
Yeah, and instead of clapping, I want you to laugh.
Okay.
So this is what it would sound if you were really minions and really laughed at everything I said. Okay? All right, well, pretend it's the beginning of the show. Hello there, it's Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach. Boy, we got a lot to talk about, but we're going to talk about the fact if you were king, you could do what you want to do. And I just got a note from Tim Wenger, and he said, you're doing a great job. There'll be a raise in your next paycheck.
That was good.
I'm laughing with that one myself. Isn't that good? Do I know how to get a laugh out of the team? Shecky Beach.
Yes.
Just call me Shecky Beach. Not Shecky Green, but Shecky Green Beach. Thank you, guys. Turn off the minion laugh machine. Okay, that's good. Now, see, that's what it would sound like if I really did have minions that laughed at everything I said. I can't help it if I'm funny.
Hey, we could get a laugh track like they had for the old TV shows.
A laugh track would be good, I'm thinking. All right, let's see. Let's get back to the subject. The subject is, if you were king, what would you open first and what would you open last? We'd like to hear from you. Let's go to Chris on line one in Buffalo. Chris, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. How you doing?
Hello, Chris. Good to have you aboard. Have you feel comfortable being the king? If you do, tell me what you would like to open first and then last.
So first, I would open restaurant, retail, and manufacturing.
Whoa, now you're talking about a large percentage of the population. That's good. Okay, those are good. What else would you do?
The thing to do that's key, and they're already doing this in part in other places successfully. I have a friend in Hong Kong, and, for example, he said with the restaurants, they're open. They just have certain social distancing requirements. People wear masks except when they're eating, and they take temperature checks at the door. So I think if you put in certain guidelines, even now, you could safely open in a limited way many things that currently aren't open, and that would greatly help our economy. And that would be the thing that I would focus on. And that's one of the things that bothers me about a lot of these lockdowns and restrictions, is that I'm not sure they're all rationally 100% based in terms of protecting you. For example, what's the difference being 6 feet apart in a restaurant versus being 6 feet apart at, say, Wegmans? There's really no safety advantage to you one way or the other, but yet you can't do one, and you can do the other. Those type of things. And other states have even worse things. Like I heard, like in Michigan, I read an article that said you could buy caulk, but you couldn't buy paint.
So it also says you can be in a canoe, but you can't be in a powerboat. Yeah, Michigan seems extremely tight.
Right. So those type of things, you know, those things are really hurting this country, and you can do both at the same time. And I think that there's, you know, listening to the Poland Karch's press conference yesterday was depressing to me, because the overall theme seemed to be, well, we can't really do anything until we get a vaccine. and we may never get a vaccine.
That's true. That's true. To think we would have to wait that long is unbelievable. But what about your firsts are all good. They're all good, solid choices. How about the last thing you would open?
Last I have combined, and I'm not sure which to rank in order of importance, would be casinos, because we could save some money in any event by having those being closed. And then the last thing, although it's open to some extent now, unfortunately, but would be the liberal news media. Like to get rid of a lot of distorted, you know, you mentioned the disparity in the press, how they treat the president versus Cuomo. I listened to both conferences yesterday. And Cuomo, they're asking questions designed to elicit information that might be beneficial for the public. In Trump's conference, a lot of the questions are like, well, your health secretary said something 3 months ago. Do you think he should be fired? You know, those are the type of questions.
Yeah, and gotcha questions. And I like the questions when they have the nerve to say, will you guarantee that? And then they'll say something. Nobody can guarantee anything in this situation we're in now. They don't know the twists and turns of a rogue virus. But that's they want them on the record as saying that so that they later got your questions. So you're right. Yeah. Excellent call. You really thought this out, and a nice job. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. Those were excellent. Yeah, the difference between the questions for Cuomo and the questions for the president are amazing. Mr. Beamer, you got a bunch of Facebook there. We haven't used any of them yet. What do you got?
All right. Well, we will start with... Doesn't it always do this? The question is, meat, chicken, etc., can you find it? Where has the price gone up? We have the other question on Facebook as well, but this is the first one. Diane says, hamburger, or ground beef, was hard to find, and I noticed prices have gone up on all meat as well as other food products that are used regularly.
All right. I just got a note. This is very good. HHS Secretary Alex Azar will join David Bellavia on WBAN following the Cuomo briefing. And that's a good get for David and for WBAN for a lot of reasons. One, he's the Secretary of HHS. Secondly, his name has been bandied about as being a disapproval by the president and that he was going to get fired. Now, I think the president addressed that. And so far, he's still the HHS secretary. So with David Bellavia, and don't forget the virtual town hall meeting tonight at 7 o'clock with Channel 4 in conjunction with Channel 4. So a lot of things going on right here at News Radio 930 WBEN.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
And we are back with Beach and Company. Lots of things happening right here at News Radio 930. Tonight at 7 o'clock, there'll be a virtual town hall meeting with the New York State Congressional Delegation. We're working with Channel 4, and Channel 4 is working with us. We're working together as a team, and good get. So that'll be tonight at 7. So if you want to look at the Congressional Caucus, then this is the place to do it. With Channel 4 and us, HHS Secretary Alex Azar. Second thing I have to tell you, we'll join David Bellavia on WBEN following the Cuomo briefing. I love it. Cuomo's today at 11:30 again, which just seems to be his favorite time. So that's good. And then we go directly to David. Anytime, this is like chemistry class. Anytime you can put David Bellavia in a beaker, and then you put Andrew Cuomo in the same beaker, next thing you know, the beaker explodes. It's great. It is great radio. I'm just telling you, very exciting. And Bellavia is on from noon until 3 o'clock. Okay, so that's that. So he's got this HHS secretary, Alex Azar, on, and he will follow immediately the Cuomo briefing. Let us go to, how about Mary in Lancaster? Mary, you're on WBEN.
Morning, Sandy.
Hello, Mary. Good to have you aboard. What's on your mind today?
If you know it's Mary from Lancaster, you know it. My first thing would be open.
The churches. Open the churches.
Yes, sir. It's just like my favorite movie is Fiddler on the Roof, and his favorite thing would be to sit by the temple wall and read the good book all day long. That would be the best thing of all.
Well, you can. The churches themselves aren't closed, are they? You just have to obey social distancing.
Like the lady was very good yesterday when she said about when you said, "Oh, you can watch." It's not the same watching it on TV. Number one, and number two, you cannot receive, you know, the
sacraments,
the body and blood.
Yeah.
You know, the.
Well, that, of course, is the very heart of the Mass, I think, is the sacraments.
Mass.
And yes, and I assume that you could still go to church and just keep a distance. And it should be pretty easy
to
keep a distance if it's every second row so that you're not, when you're kneeling, you're not right there in back of somebody, and 6 feet on each side. And unless you had a really large crowd, you should be able to accommodate that.
Lately, too, the way that, you know, the Masses have been so sparse. You know, you have social distancing practically now, but you don't have the actual sacraments. But the other, you wanted to know that would be the first thing I would open.
What's last? What's the last thing as your queen of all you survey, what's the last thing you would open?
Queen Mary would say, return everything B.C. You know how they had before 9/11 and
after. Is this before Cuomo?
Before, no. Yeah, well, that would be one thing. But before this virus.
Before the virus. Well, that's very decent of you. You're a humanitarian. You're a good person.
Why not?
Why not? Absolutely. If you got the power, you got to use it. Thank you, Queen Mary. I hope your husband doesn't mind if I call you Queen Mary.
Oh, no.
You've been demoted from Saint. I guess that would be a demotion from Saint to Queen.
Yeah.
But it's a good one.
Well, the Blessed Mother is a Queen of Heaven, so.
Surely. Why? Hey, don't call me Shirley. Thank you. Thank you, Mary. Always good to talk to you. She'd open up the churches and go BC before the virus. All right, let me see. I got time for another one. Why don't we talk to line four, Daryl in Medina. Daryl, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Daryl.
I sent a head joke. Look, I pull it up for you. Interesting letter in the Orleans Hub this morning that I think encapsulates a lot of the problem.
Well, let's hear it.
Well, I don't want to read the whole thing to you.
No, well, give me the idea of what it is.
It talks about a lady who went in for some rehab in one of the nursing homes. And it'll really open your eyes up what there is to it.
Well, they've just passed something in New York State that keeps liability out of the issue with nursing homes on certain things. So apparently they recognize that there's good practice, and I'm sure most of the nursing homes practice that, but there are some things that they had to do because of the virus that they didn't want to be liable for, and they passed the law. Let's just hope it doesn't have anything to do with safety.
I don't know how much of this is true or untrue, but if you just read the letter, because I don't want to.
Okay, it's in the which paper is it in?
Orleans Hub. What do you call it?
It's a computer. It's online.
It's a computer online.
Okay, it's online. Well, we'll check it out. Okay, thank you very much. Thanks for calling. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. Couple of program notes. The governor will be on with his usual press conference today at 11:30. And also, later on, and then David Bellavia right after that, and HHS Secretary Alex Azar will join David Bellavia on WBEN following the Cuomo briefing. So, lots of things to listen to and get to. Let's go to Fred in New Mexico, line three. Fred, you're on WBEN. Okay, Fred is gone. He was last seen in Texas. How about JT in Glenwood? JT, you're on WBEN. He's gone too. What if he went with Fred? I hate it when they leave in the middle of a show like that.
It's very rude.
I know one person hasn't left. Buzzy, do you have some Facebook for us?
You know what was weird about that, Sandy? They both dropped off. They sat through the break and then both dropped off as we were getting into the segment.
That happens all the time. People get a sense of, okay, this is the time to stay and then this is the time to leave. All right, so we're all clear with that. What do you got for Facebook for us, Buzz?
All right, on Facebook, if you were king, queen, what would you open first? Exactly what we're talking about here. Jane says restaurants should be able to open and allow customers to enter and enjoy the company of friends. We stayed home or taken a ride to get takeout. So far, so good. Let's hope things get back to normal soon.
Well, I'll tell you, takeout has got a new life, and same with delivery. Like delivery of your groceries. Some people did it before, but I'm guessing when it's over, some people will continue doing it because it really is works out well for a lot of people. Now, some people, they have to thump the melon. That's Bernadette. She must do the melon thumping. She got to make sure she brings out her. See, here's the problem with Bernadette shopping. She was president of the science club. So she brings electronic devices to inspect every piece of vegetables that you could possibly want. You know, like, this one came out of the ground 14 minutes too early. And so she's very particular. But she serves up a great meal. But that's the bottom line. Yeah, people, I think, will continue having their groceries delivered. And restaurants are going to have to change the way the tables are, because some restaurants, the tables are like right on top of each other. You cannot possibly be 6 feet apart on both sides. Unless you stack them up, one on the other, it's not possible. But I'm sure they'll find a way. All right, another, please.
Yes, Derek says, first to open should be construction and manufacturing. The last to open should be resorts and arena events.
Good choices. Good choices. As much as we love sports, I don't know how they're going to do it. They can probably, remember what I said about football. You have to remember this. They could lock the gates on an NFL game and play in front of nobody and still make money, okay? Because the real money in the NFL is not the gate money, it's the TV money. The TV contract is all king. So they can do that. So if your team is playing in front of an empty stadium because of the virus, don't regret it. You should regret it, because it wouldn't be the same as a full stadium. But don't think it's going to hurt the value of the franchise or anything like that, because it really won't. And so those are really good choices. Let's go to line one and Joan in Alden. Joan, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. My radio goes on at 5 o'clock in the morning and stays on all day. I love you guys.
And we love you. You are great. What's called a Parallel One listener means you're really loyal, and thank you for that.
Well, I'm called Grandma Joni, and I'm 83 years old, so my set is much different than the young people that call in. By the way, those two men that you lost on the line are now with me for...
You are a naughty girl there.
Thing for opening is the nurseries. The nurseries bring us joy with all the color, and we could go into the garage, fill our containers, get ready for the warm weather that's coming. I have nothing for the last one other than questions at the...
press conferences?
Yes. Yes.
You'd like a seat at the press conference, or you wouldn't like a seat at the press conference.
The media. And my other thing is, all away from the subject today, the HIPAA law. I have a friend who is in my Bible class. She was in the nursing home all these weeks. We have no idea how she's going because the HIPAA law won't let us know.
HIPAA law is very strict, well before the virus thing. The HIPAA law, right.
Why?
Because medical privacy is all important to a lot of people, and obviously to the government, too. It's always been there, except sometimes. I was in a hospital once several years ago for an emergency operation, and the hospital was packed to the overflow. They put me where the only place they could put me, out in the hall. I was in the hall in a hospital gown, and when the nurse came by, I said, the hell with your HIPAA laws. And then I said, my bleep bleep is hanging out. And they reminded me of how funny that was, and they thanked me for it.
I think it is funny.
Talk about HIPAA laws. Everything's there. There's no secrecy. And think about it. I'm saying your medical thing should be your thing. Not everybody should know it. It shouldn't be up on the internet. But the bottom line is, if you've ever been in a hospital setting, you know it's very informal most of the time. And those gowns are not exactly dependable for privacy. Let's put it that way. Thank you. Thank you very much for your call. Appreciate it. Either of you guys been in a hospital and wear those hospital gowns?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of them. That's
so much of the HIPAA law.
Yeah, well, you have the HIPAA law. I have the HIPAA law.
Yeah, the HIPAA law, yeah. You know, where they either bring you into the operating room or a nearby stream.
Yeah, they usually just feed me.
You know the hippo is the most dangerous animal in Africa?
No, I did not.
Yeah, you would think the elephant would be, or maybe the lion, right? No, the hippo is.
Strange. Did you ever watch one eat a pumpkin? It's really cool.
You know what, though, about hippos is, because of the way they look, we tend to kind of, like, laugh at them a little bit. But I saw it on a nature show that I was watching, that more people die in Africa from confrontations with hippopotamuses, or hippopotami, or whatever the plural of hippopotamuses, than any other animal. And it really surprised me. I mean, they got snakes there. They got elephants there. They got rhinos there. They got lions there.
Hyenas.
Hyenas? Yeah, I think they're kind of small to kill you.
Yeah, but when they're in a group, they're deadly.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's go to line two. Fred in New Mexico is back. Hello, Fred. You're on WBEN.
Oh, I never really left you, Sandy.
Oh, that's sweet. I was hoping you weren't, you know, listening to other talk show hosts.
Yeah. I might mention that suspenders will be probably the appropriate thing to be wearing in the future. Unless you lose some of that weight.
Oh, suspenders. Yeah, but that means that you're slimmer than you were before. Tony has a problem. Yeah, Tony has a problem. Yeah, I guess you could use suspenders if you couldn't button your pants. Tony, you think that would work?
I had to use suspenders for my wedding when my pants broke.
Pants.
Yeah, I guess those would help.
Shows you what anticipation can bring you. Your pants broke on your wedding day. So, Fred, what's going on? If you were King Fred, what's the best thing that you would open first, and what's the worst thing, the thing you would close first?
I think I could pick a first other than I would just like to see everything open. There are just too many people out of work. And
oh, there are, yeah, that's for sure.
And those poor folks are really hurting. And to me, that's really important.
It is important. And you also see the generosity of the community that you might live in, because there's so many food pantries and government assistance and private industry that's helping out people who need food. It's just amazing, because we enjoy a wonderful life, and we're not used to seeing people short on food. And so when you do see it, it really makes an impact, and it's good to see the generosity of the community to take care of our own, basically. Hey, thank you, Fred. Thank you very much. Okay, we have a change in the playbook time. Andrew Cuomo has moved from 11:30 to 12:15. So he will be on at 12:15, and the HHS secretary will be on with David Bellavia. His name is Alex Azar. As soon as Cuomo is done, and the virtual town hall meeting tonight in conjunction with Channel 4, in which the New York delegation will be featured, will be on tonight at 7 o'clock on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.